Coming up,
it's just completely unnecessary and nobody cares, really. Nobody's actually shocked because it's not actually that shocking because nothing's shocking anymore.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. Two unlikely friends take on the world.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay. I'm James. I'm gay. He's Dan. He's non-gay. Thanks for joining... Oh, sorry. Did you want to say
something? Yeah, I was going to say...
Straight man talking over me. Classic. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for
listening. Can I say something?
No. Thank you for listening to our podcast and supporting A Gay and a Non-Gay. Please share this episode with your friends if you like it. It'll really help us out.
Yes. GayNonGay.com/donate. Also,
you said that so fast. Yeah, one was hearing that.
GayNonGay.com.
You know, we...
donate.
Yeah, you can get extra content on Patreon. We speak very fast. Have you noticed that?
I don't know if I have.
Sometimes when I listen back to our episodes, I feel like they're on fast forward.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do speak fast. But I struggle to keep up sometimes.
Well, we know that, but what about the podcast?
Exactly.
Wahey!
Never struggle with that.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
I saw you on Piers Morgan the other day.
Right.
I didn't watch the show. Nobody watches the show, clearly. But I saw on social media that...
You say that, but I mean, quite a lot of people have been trolling me.
So what happened?
I don't really want to talk about it.
Oh, okay, fine.
What do you want to know?
Who's the gay bloke with the Botox?
This is all very true. The gay... that's me. They were debating Sam Smith and saying that Sam Smith's show and artistry is disgusting, right? And they were being really horrible. And to be honest, I don't really want to quote them because this isn't the space for that. This is a safe space for our communities. But it was horrible, Dan. They were really mean. I was booked to discuss Sam Smith, so I thought I'd be having that, you know, protect the kids argument, or is this inappropriate for young children? So I was ready to debate music and what it's like. And, you know, there's a lot of different imagery in concerts. A lot of people online were saying that Sam's show was satanic or whatever. So I was kind of ready to have that conversation. But they just turned it into bullying, basically. Piers and this cretin called Douglas bullying Sam.
Yeah.
And it was disgusting. And here's the thing. Sam might be dancing topless in their show, but Lewis Capaldi put up a massive billboard topless and does lots of different videos like that. And no one's criticizing Lewis Capaldi. He's praised as a legend. And that's purely just because, well, the only difference is that Sam's non-binary and queer. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
Because Lewis Capaldi's straight, it's like, whoa, what a lad. That's completely unfair. And that's the argument I tried to make. But unfortunately, I was shouted down by these two bullies. And then at the end of the interview, I called Douglas a cis straight white man. And he thought that was hilarious because he's apparently gay.
Right.
And then everyone on Instagram and Twitter has just been coming for me saying, you really like showed yourself up as an idiot. You're such an idiot. Douglas owned you. You were completely barebacked by Douglas, lol. And to be honest, I actually don't think I was.
You know what? You're both cis, white, straight men. You can carry on.
I'm not a cis anything.
Right.
Honestly, I don't even know what cis is.
He might be gay, but I don't think, personally, like, shame on him for behaving like that. Because as a gay man, you should understand how that feels, how that shame feels, right? So to turn around and hate on a member of the queer community, a queer person like Sam, with that sort of vulgar language, I can't even think of a horrendous enough word to describe what that is. But it's...
hypocrisy.
It's hypocrisy, but it's also, it's internalized homophobia. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just shame. It's so many of those dirty words. Like it goes against everything that I think we have both learned about this community.
It's also like they're two old blokes who are like naturally going to have an opinion that ex-current music recording artist is not good.
Right, yeah. Also, let's be honest, it's just clicks. That's really what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't really care.
Of course they don't.
They're just trying to get attention.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's why I happily go on that show, because I know what it is. It's just a game of, like, how do we get the most attention? And hey,
yeah, yeah.
I want attention. Piers wants attention. Douglas wants to sell his books. I'm trying to sell my tour. Piers is trying to make a success of his fledgling TV career.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sam Smith is also wanting attention, let's be honest, because Sam's performing a concert and wants to sell tickets. So everyone's getting something out of it. It's just a bit of a shame that they have to be so vile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, they don't care. If they really cared, they'd be outside with a placard.
Right, exactly.
If they actually cared.
And if they really care, if they care about that sort of performance, they'd also be coming for Lewis Capaldi, but they're not, because they know that won't get clicks.
I haven't really paid attention to Sam Smith because I think their music is not good.
Which is the nicest thing someone could possibly say about Sam Smith in this climate, which I think is crazy.
out of everything
I've heard thrown at Sam Smith, their music isn't particularly good. It's probably the kindest thing you could say.
With that in mind, I'm particularly bored by the whole discussion because I'm like, the music isn't even good. So all of this is just...
I do disagree. I think Unholy slaps.
I think if they were straight, you'd be like, oh my God, Sam Smith is so boring.
No, Unholy is one of the greatest songs of the last 12 months.
But I don't mind the Stay With Me, I think was quite a good song. But generally speaking...
You're going back a few eras there, but yeah.
Yeah, well, either it's good or it's not, in which case it's timeless, right?
Right.
So when this discussion keeps coming up, I'm like, yeah, oh God, it's not even worthy of this discussion, in my opinion anyway. And it's like nothing new. Plenty of like alternative artists have been doing this.
Actually, it is.
It is in the mainstream, yeah. But like alternative rock artists have been doing this stuff forever.
Well, I said that too. Sorry, I'm interrupting you. I've been on Piers too often.
So me and I guess anyone else in that world would just be like, yeah, but I'm what? Do you know what I mean? Like Marilyn Manson was doing this 20 years ago. There's nothing new about it. I think it's great that they are doing whatever they want to do. But I think the discussion around it is just absolutely ridiculous. It's just completely unnecessary. And nobody cares, really. Nobody's actually shocked because it's not actually that shocking because nothing's shocking anymore.
Spill that tea.
You're completely right. Alternative artists have been doing this for years. Female artists have been doing this for years. It's a new version of the same thing. But actually, what I think is different is that this is expression of gender and queerness. And that's new. That's brave. That's very powerful because we haven't had a mainstream artist, Oscar-winning... Grammy award-winning mainstream artist of the likes of Sam Smith represent as non-binary perform an arena tour to millions of people representing their true authentic identity. I don't think, and I might be wrong, I'd be overjoyed to be wrong, but I'm pretty sure we haven't had that. And that is beautiful. And so the criticism feels, and it might be similar to what Marilyn Manson experienced or what Madonna has experienced, but it does feel way more transphobic, homophobic, queerphobic.
Yeah.
And hate-filled. My favorite tweet was, imagine the hate sex between you and Douglas, which I thought was funny. Everything else, though, is horrible.
Yeah.
And they're emailing me. They're like personally emailing me.
Who are?
Trolls. They're finding my email address online and emailing me. They're commenting on all my Instagram posts, every single one.
Do you need to keep going on the Piers Morgan show because you're just not going it?
I mean, probably not. But someone's got to do it. Well, actually, no. To be honest, no one's got to do it. But if I don't do it, they'll just get someone else to do it. They'll just get some other wokey to do it. So, I mean, it may as well be me.
Yeah.
Plus, I want to win.
Yeah.
I want to shut him down.
Yeah.
I want to, and as soon as I've gone on there and shut him down, I'll never go back.
Yeah. So it's stacked against you, isn't it? So you're probably not going to win.
Do you think?
And by design, we take the Fox News model, which is that you can't actually win an argument because even the question is stacked against you.
The question?
What was the question about Sam Smith?
Sam Smith, vulgar or creative?
Right.
Something like that. I can't remember.
But that's already a loaded question. So that's loaded. And then the panel is loaded.
Right.
So...
And they obviously booked another gay man, so there was two gays fighting against each other, because what could be more electric than
two
if it queens was puffing off against each other?
It's an actual debate. It would be like, what does everybody think about the new Sam Smith? Do you know what I mean?
What does everyone think? Yeah.
So they've taken the Fox News model of like, you get the guest on, mug them off, and you can't let them win.
Yeah.
They won't win because the conditions aren't there for them to win. Blah, blah,
but it shouldn't
blah.
Be about that anyway. It shouldn't be about trying to win anyway, really.
Yeah, but for some
reason, it should be about having a measured conversation.
Yeah.
So the show's called Uncensored, and yet they want to censor Sam Smith and me and everyone. It's crazy. They don't even let you speak.
Anyway,
we've spent way too much time discussing.
Way too much. When are you next going on? God awful.
That's just not.
My friend Amy is always on GB News as the left wing.
God.
Like, and she.
I did that as well. I've got to say that was embarrassing.
Why?
It's just so awful.
How are they finding?
I don't know.
Getting emails.
I don't know. I'll forward them to you next time. Do you want to go on GB News?
I mean, maybe. I mean, I went on BBC Cambridgeshire that time.
And the reason I think it's still legal, is because of Brexit, to put it frankly, and nothing is getting done.
Dog.
Sake, sorry, the dog going after me. I don't know what to do.
Everything okay, Dan? You sound like you're being mauled by...
Sorry.
Everything okay, Dan?
Sorry, I've just lost my train of thought.
So that probably has more listeners, to be fair.
Yeah, well, yeah, it probably does. Right, BBC Cambridgeshire, to talk about conversion therapy when you dropped out two minutes before.
No, I do remember that, yeah.
To be sick or something, and I had to dump my chicken in Waitrose.
But that sounds like you
dump my chicken in Waitrose, go to the car park, and then a dog chased me.
A gay and a non-gay.
Do you know what's really funny about that whole thing, actually, that whole debate, is the first few seconds where Piers plays a clip of Sam at the concert. I'm surprised they didn't notice this at the time. So this whole debate, it was about Piers and this guy Douglas being offended, right?
Yeah.
But within the first few seconds, Piers literally says,
"And apologise if you're easily offended for what you're about to see."
And plays the clip.
Yeah.
So he's already said that this is only a problem for people that are easily offended. So he's just lost the whole argument within the first 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I should have said that at the start of this episode and we wouldn't have just wasted 20 minutes of time.
Yeah.
What's happening is when someone, and this is exactly the right thing to do, by the way, here's my advice, and this is what your girlfriend said to me, actually, when I was told to be less camp and less gay. Be more gay.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X has been called a devil worshipper. So as leaned into it,
it's
so hot and so fire, and it's amazing. It's a mood. And Sam Smith's doing the same thing. You know, if someone is saying to you, you're this or you're that, just be more that.
Thanks for listening, babes. Do the admin and support a gay and a non-gay. Visit gaynongay.com/donate.